So let's go on and hear about your second case. I think really gets to the question of the day in lung cancer. Let's hear about your 51-year-old lady.
Yeah, so we have a 51-year-old woman who had metastatic lung adenocarcinoma. She had a big right hilar mass that was actually the source of her symptoms, but on staging had very clear bilateral lung nodules. No other distant sites of disease, though. She'd had a mild smoking history, 10-pack years, a couple decades ago. She actually wound up on one of our trials. She wound up getting on protocol carboplatin, pemetrexed, and pembrolizumab, the regimen that's now, of course, approved that we'll talk about in a second. But she had an excellent response. She, like our patient before, had a response by scan number one after, I think it was 9 weeks, had 80% reduction in the size of her disease. And so she continued on carbo, pem, and pembrolizumab on protocol, and just had a very good sustained benefit scan after scan. And per protocol, it was baked into the protocol that pembrolizumab comes off after 2 years. So she hit her 2-year anniversary, that came off. We actually had a long conversation about whether to continue pemetrexed, which obviously is a maintenance drug as well. For various reasons, we decided to give her a break from that as well. And now she's 4 months out, off all treatment, and with a sustained response. Still early going, but kind of presents some of the interesting questions about how to look at these chemo immunotherapy combinations.
So she was on the randomized study, correct?
She was actually on an earlier part of the study that wasn't randomized.